In March 1760, an unusual case was presented to Balham Court, which at the time was housed in Niels Pedersen Olheit's house on Rømø. The customs officer, Abel Gaard, from the island of List, directed his accusations against some self-serving, willful, and reckless people who he believed to be the priest's two sons, Christian and Rasmus Nive. The latter became the island's curate later that year. In addition, four men and five women were accused, including the three maids from the rectory. The case lasted three whole days, as each witness was asked 10 questions about the cause of the events. One of the maids was on the beach at Christian Neva's instruction to look for wreckage. Two other girls witnessed that the wine was delivered to the sons of the priest. The hogsheads were transported to Rislum loading berth at Kromosa by two skippers, and it was believed that Karen Pils was a recipient. She was the daughter of Rømø magnate Peder Holm and married to Commander Peder Andersen. She at first refused to attend the hearing and was therefore imposed a fine of 10 rigsdaler per day. On the third day she changed her mind and attended, but she was haughty and unapproachable and only answered with a resounding no when asked whether she or her household had aided with people, transport, and storage. Christian Neva claimed to be the authorized person, the deputy for the wreckmaster, for the beach of Sunnalene, but his statement was apparently not very clear. Administrative officer Mathisen and custom officer Abelgaard stated that they had given the authorization over the beach to Commander Christen Jensen and others. The parties argued persistently about the case, which was finally decided in the manner of King Solomon by letting Christen Jensen manage the beach until Christian Neve might be able to provide valid proof of authorization. A few days after the decision, it turned out that the case was completely different. A merchant from Bremen announced himself as owner of the cargo and said that there were no less than 583 hogsheads and more than 130,000 liters of French wine. He awaited the arrival of the cargo with a ship registered in Vigesack near Bremen and captained by Captain Erik Ruder. But the ship wrecked at Helgoland on the 16th of February, 1760. As all the cargo was labeled and in vats, it could be identified. Not all of it was salvaged, but what could be found was delivered to the merchant after he had paid customs, charges, and salvage fees.